This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. Senate is expected to begin hearing evidence Wednesday in the impeachment trial of former U.S. President Donald Trump on a charge that he incited insurrection at the U.S. Capitol last month. U.S. senators held 4 hours of debate Tuesday before deciding 56-44 to proceed with the trial. Mr. Trump's lawyers argued that the impeachment is not constitutional since he's no longer in office, but the 9 U.S. representatives prosecuting the case say he must be held to account for allegedly inciting the break-in by his supporters at the U.S. Capitol during proceedings to certify the results of the November presidential election. U.S. President Joe Biden says while the impeachment trial of his predecessor is underway in the Senate, he will be focused on alleviating the suffering from the coronavirus pandemic. Biden was asked by reporters about the matter in the Oval Office. He noted that the United States has already lost more than 450,000 lives to the coronavirus. He said a whole lot more lives could be lost in the United States if it doesn't act quickly and decisively. He also said a lot of children are going to bed hungry, added that his job is to work on that. He also said the Senate is their job and they're about to begin. And I'm sure that they're going to conduct themselves well. The president also announced he will not be saying anything further about impeachment of former President Donald Trump. The U.S. Drug maker Eli Lilly announced Tuesday that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has granted the emergency use authorization to their combination antibody therapy to fight COVID-19. The late-stage trial in January showed the company's combination therapy of two antibodies helped cut the risk of hospitalization and death in COVID-19 patients by 70%. This is VOA News. A bipartisan group of U.S. senators reintroduced a bill Tuesday to make it easier for people from Hong Kong fearing persecution after joining protests against China to get refugee status in the United States. The 12 senators, led by Republican Marco Rubio and Democrat Bob Menendez, said the bill was a response to the draconian national security law introduced by China in Hong Kong. The law sparked mass street protests that have resulted in the crackdown of some prominent activists. The Hong Kong Safe Harbor Act would make Hong Kongers who participated peacefully in the protest movement and have a well-founded fear of persecution eligible for processing as refugees in Hong Kong or third country. The proposed law would also make it easier for dissidents to seek asylum by waiving provisions that make suspected intent to immigrate or criminal record disqualifying factors for non-immigrant visas. Additionally, it would make Hong Kongers who have their residency revoked eligible for refugee status as victims of political persecution. The United States on Tuesday condemned violence against protesters in Myanmar just over a week after a military coup took over the democratically controlled elected government. A U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price told reporters that they repeat their calls for the military to relinquish power, restore democratically elected government, release those detained, and lift all telecommunications restrictions. Earlier Tuesday, Myanmar police cracked down on people protesting Myanmar's military coup in the capital by firing warning shots, rubber bullets, and water cannon. At least two protesters were seriously injured with what they believed to be gunshot wounds. Demonstrators gathered in the streets of Myanmar's capital for a fourth consecutive day Tuesday, defying a set of restrictions imposed by the military junta aimed at stopping the massive protests against the overthrow or the elected civilian government. Tuesday's protests occurred just hours after the military announced an 8 p.m. to 4 a.m. curfew would be imposed in different cities. The regime has also banned gatherings of more than four people across the country. Sudanese Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok has named a new cabinet as he tries to push through major reforms and secure financial form from foreign entities. The new cabinet includes leaders of rebel groups that signed a peace agreement with the government in the South Sudan capital in October. Shortly after the announcement, Sudan's Sovereign Council, the military civilian body that is the highest power in the transitional government, held an extraordinary session and endorsed the newly appointed ministers. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.